Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
I just need to ask a question about my husband getting the coronavirus vaccine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I had talked with someone at one of the Walmarts. That's where he gets his medicine, and they said they had the vaccine. And I would need to go online or something. So it didn't give me that option to go in there. He's not quite, he's 64, but he's very high risk. And I didn't know, you know, it didn't give me that option to do that. And then before we went over there, which is about 45-minute drive, I was going to see if he was still eligible for that.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sure he's eligible. Now, I don't know how you would get him registered with Walmart Pharmacy. My advice to you would be to contact Walmart Pharmacy and find out if they have a website or anything that you could go on in order to register him.
Well, I did. I went on that one, but it didn't give me that option. You know, only options it gave you was 65 or above, if you're working in healthcare.
Because they haven't reached that age group.
But yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's probably why it wouldn't let you register him, because they're not doing, they're doing 65 and up, and he's 64. So that's probably why it wouldn't let you register him.
Okay, but she seemed to think that he would still be eligible since he was high risk. I didn't know if that's something he needs to talk to his doctor, but...
Yes, ma'am, it is. That's something he would need to talk to his doctor about, because I don't have that information to know that if he was high risk or not. And so that would be most definitely something he would have to consult with his physician.
Okay, because see, it said you bring your information or whatever, your eligibility type thing. So, but that's why I didn't know if I go over there, are they going to let me do it or not, you know, without, because it says do it online. But
yes, ma'am. I don't know. I don't have that information.
You know, okay, so do anybody get them under 65 as long as they're high risk?
I don't know if anyone that has. So me personally, I don't know if anyone, no ma'am, I don't. I'm sure that if you could get him pre-registered with Walmart, I can't see why they wouldn't go ahead and vaccinate him, even if he's not at age. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, but that's the way it says. You don't give you an option for anything other than the, you know. It doesn't.
Okay, I'll tell you what you could do. You could call Walmart and ask them about that. And tell them that you have tried to pre-register him and that he's not 65 and older, so it's not letting you register him. Is there any way you could get him registered because he has underlying conditions? And maybe they could further assist you.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I should have thought of that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, maybe you should just, you know, maybe try to contact them and let them know that it's not letting you register him because he's 64. And right now, like I said, they're on the 65 and up age group. So that probably has something to do with it. And maybe they could further assist you in a way that you could get him registered anyway, even though he doesn't meet the guidelines.
Yeah, because it did say, if you do have any of these, bring your proof, you know, that you
yes, ma'am.
Have it. So, I mean, I don't know if I need to bring proof that he's sick. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would if he's asking for that. I'm sure you would need that.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
I appreciate it. So,
yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day, ma'am. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.